we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good Monday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program one more time here on a Monday morning, and we will be praying for all of you who are experiencing football withdrawal. This would be the first Monday that you haven't had a Sunday football fix. And I want you to know that there is life beyond college football, life beyond NFL football. I don't know if you're quite ready for arena football or Canadian football or the XFL or whatever, but I will tell you this. Jesus has done more for my life than football has. And so it's going to be a great week. It's going to be okay. If you're one of those football addicts, it's going to be okay. Through the years, discovered that things that I thought were very important in my life turned out not to be quite so important, and that there are some things in my life I'd much rather spend my time doing than, some of the things that I used to do. So with that being said, you are listening to the Refresh Radio program with Bob Arthurs right here on WMIE, Today's Modern Worship, 91.5 FM. If you're listening at 10:30 of a morning, it will be WWBC 1510 AM, and it's going to be a great week. For those of you who are taking note, Valentine's Day is just a few days away. That'll be on Thursday of this week. I encourage you to make plans accordingly. We are gearing up. This coming Sunday is going to be our annual missions emphasis. I've got a phenomenal speaker that's coming in. His name is Tom Green. Tom has been a blessing to my life for a number of years, going back all the way to my college years. And he wasn't much older than that, but God has just used him in a powerful way. He's actually been the head of the men's ministry for the Assemblies of God in the times past. And so if you're a man, I would encourage you to come out. If you love missions, I would encourage you to come out. It is going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal time of ministry. And one of the things that happened here a couple of weeks ago was a little over 2 Sundays ago, we had a missionary that was in. By the way, if you follow us on Facebook, the only time that we Facebook Live our messages is when I'm preaching. A lot of our missionaries serve in some parts of the world that if we put information out there in a very public manner could compromise safety of people, and so we don't want to do that. And missionaries like Tom Green, as he's coming in, he works here in the States, but he works with missions organizations is what he does. He's got a tremendous heart for missions, but he may share stories that need to not be publicized on the internet. We had some friends here that were singing a couple of weeks ago, people that I went to Bible college with. And so I started flipping through the yearbook, and then I started looking some of those people up online and seeing if, they were still in the ministry or things like that. And sometimes, this wasn't one of the people that I went to school with, but sometimes whenever you're doing searches for people, You find out some things that you didn't really know, but it's out there on the internet. And once it's out there on the internet, it is out there forever. So That's why we don't publicize those things. So I want to get the week off started to say, Jesus said, I will build my church. Jesus is a builder. He is constantly building people up. He is building his church. And if you have some construction things that you have going on, you know, I've heard real estate's cooled down a little bit. Well, it's cooled down pretty substantially across the nation, but not as much here in the state of Florida. And when that happens, a lot of times people are looking to upgrade things in their home. And if that's something that you're interested in doing, I encourage you to give the folks at Jits Concrete a phone call, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. They can get you up and running. They can get you taken care of. And you will be glad that they came out. They are very, very good at what they do. Know all about the different elements that go into it. They know the time frame. They know they get started early of a morning. And they know how to work hard. They got a great work ethic, and they will treat you well. So give the folks at Jits Concrete a call, 321-536-5804. So last week on Friday's program, we were talking about in the Psalm 23, we are dealing with the Lord's Prayer portion of the Sermon on the Mount. Lead us not into temptation. I've got good news for you. God intends to lead you to victory, not into defeat. God set you up to succeed and not to fail. So we're talking about the way that the Lord leads, and we're going through Psalm 23 currently, looking at the fact that, first of all, in the Lord's Prayer, he leads us like a loving father, a holy father. He leads us very capably. In Psalm 23, he leads us like a shepherd. And last week we were in concluding in verse number 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In reviewing last Friday's program, I didn't touch on everything there in verse number 4. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. A lot of times people are intimidated, they're apprehensive about the rod or the staff, and they think that it's going to be used as a weapon against them. And, you know, I'm not a perfect parent. We love to have fun. But in spite of my best efforts, you know, we weren't perfect parents. And one of the things that happens now, all of my kids are adults, so that changed the dynamic of how I deal with those kids. I don't deal with them like a parent disciplining a toddler anymore. I'm there as a resource. I'm there to speak correction. And, you know, a couple of my kids help out with ministry. And so there are times that I take off my dad hat and I put on my pastor hat. There are other times where I take off my pastor hat and I put on my dad hat. But all of them, if I say things like, I need to talk to you for a minute, all three of my kids, their response is almost instinctive. Did I do something wrong? Am I in trouble? And I haven't dealt with my kids in that form or capacity in a long, long time. And so, you know, it's funny that they think that it's all, you know, but it's also kind of reflective. There must have been something that that gave them the impression that the only time I wanted to talk to them is when I wanted to, you know, tell them that they were in trouble, which, you know, I don't think that was the case, but, you know, that's the way that they react. A lot of people have that same mindset towards God, that the only time that God wants to deal with his kids is when he is bringing them back into line, when he is correcting them. And I want you to know that that's not the case. God deals with his sheep. He leads as a shepherd to bring his sheep to a place of comfort, a place, you know, he brings them to a place of rest. He brings them to a place of bounty, a place where their needs are going to be met. When God leads, it's an extremely comfortable place for you and I to be in. There is, you know, I talk about, you know, backseat drivers and passenger seat drivers, and we do that because we question the capability or the confidence that the driver is fully aware of all of their surroundings. I was driving my wife here a week or so ago. We were driving on the highway, and there was a semi in the middle lane, and we were coming up on the right hand side, and I was going to move into the middle lane once I had cleared that semi, because there was a slower vehicle in front. And just as I did, I caught a glimpse of my eye that there was a person in the left lane passing the semi, and they were trying to get out of the way of somebody behind them that was going faster than everybody was going. You know, and when you don't have full awareness of the situation, that can be a little bit unnerving. I want to remind you today that God is fully cognizant of everything that you are going through. Several weeks ago, my son, as part of my Christmas present, had taken us to the Monster Jam races over at Camping World Stadium. And so my son was awake, I was awake, my son's father-in-law was awake, so it was dad, both grandfathers, and my grandson, and we were going, and there was one of us that fell asleep on the way home, and it was the grandson, who has such utter confidence in his father's ability to navigate that he was so comfortable that he said, you know what, this is not a situation that demands my attention. I'm just going to rest right here in the capable leadership of my father. Now, I don't know what you are facing this week. I don't know what mountains might be standing in your way. But I can tell you this. God's bigger than your mountain. He's got more substance than your deepest valley. And he is capable of leading you victoriously through this situation. Rest in him. Rest in him. Have the utter confidence. My kids, when they were growing up, never one time did they go to bed worrying about how we were going to pay the electric bill. Never one time did they give any concern, how are we going to pay the water bill? What about rent? What about mortgage? What about groceries? Not one time did they ever worry about that. In fact, one of the lines, and I don't remember which one of the children it is, but they were playing with one of their toys and it broke. And their response was, you know, I didn't do it on purpose, and I've got great confidence and my dad, that he's going to be able to fix it. today, let God lead you with his rod and his staff, because he is going to lead you to a very, very safe place. He is a very capable leader. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Now enemies, you know, when I historically have read this, I tend to think of wolves and bears, because that was what David had encountered when he was in the field. But there are a number of enemies that can threaten a sheep. It could be not only that they have found themselves in the presence of predators, and God will prepare a table right there. You know, the predators, the sheep, the wolves, the bears, the lions. They're looking and saying, "Man, we have just had delivery. Dinner has been delivered, you know, except for that shepherd." That shepherd causes them to say, "You know what? I think there's probably a meal elsewhere." And so God is able to provide a feast for you right in the midst of whatever you may be going through. Whenever I make a hospital call and I visit somebody there, I want to encourage them, don't just take this time where you are in the hospital, and everybody wants that time to be as short as possible, but don't just fill that up with the mindless drivel that is going across the TV screen. And I will tell you this, I am to the point where I'm just about not going to watch anything without having it recorded, because even the commercials tend to be offensive to me. I mean, it was one thing when the programming was bad, and then when people started tuning out those programs, now they have started attacking values through commercials. And I'm just, if I'm going to watch something, I'm gonna fast forward through the commercials, because I just don't want to deal with that sort of stuff. Okay, but I tell people, you know, while you're here, make sure that you feed your spirit. You see, we have an individual in our church that quite some time ago was diagnosed with a condition, and it left that individual bedbound. And the course of action that they chose was to go on the spiritually. And what they did is they brought in recordings of scriptures about healing, and they just flooded that room with the word of God, and they prayed, and there was the prayer of faith. And they at one point in time, they were completely bedbound, and now they are able to get around. They hold a job. They serve in the church. It is a great testimony, and it was the word of God that restored them to functionality. Now they still have their doctors and their care, but I'm telling you, it was the word of God that brought them to the place where they were able to get out of bed. And I'm very thankful for that. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Every attack of the enemy is designed to separate you from the bounty that God wants to provide for you. But God is looking for you to know that right now, in the presence of whatever predator may think he's getting ready to take you out, I've got a spiritual feast for you. Don't allow the problems to keep you out of God's house. Don't allow the problems to steal from you the time that you have in God's word. Now, the thing that I was going to tell you is this verse describes that there are a couple of enemies that aren't lions and wolves and bears. They're not poachers or anything like that. The second part of verse number 5 describes that one of the enemies that they dealt with were parasites. You know, when it comes to parasites, I think of a joke that I heard one time, and it's like it was breaking down the etymology of the word politics and said, well, that comes from the Greek poly meaning many and ticks meaning blood-sucking parasites. So politics are many blood-sucking parasites. And it was like that was funny. You know, it's hopefully not all of them are blood-sucking parasites, but you and I, we've got to realize that our shepherd who leads us is not only going to protect us from the ominous and imposing enemies that threaten our soul, but he will also anoint our heads with oil. What that would do is it would protect the sheep from having parasites that would attack their eyes and infect them with larvae and things like that, flies that would come and try and bring disease to the sheep. God says, you know what? I'm such a capable leader. I'm not only going to lead you against the large enemies, I'm going to lead you to victory over the annoying little enemies that threaten your soul. God wants to lead you and I to health. I truly, truly believe that. God wants to lead you and I to where we are going to be healthy. Our theme that we are preaching at Merit Assembly of God right now is that the church is God's spiritual hospital. You know, it's not a cruise ship. It's God's spiritual hospital. It's where broken people are made whole. It's where sick people are made well. It is where dead people are made alive. That's what God's spiritual hospital is, where people who think that they have no purpose are made whole and realizing they do have purpose and they do have function. So you've got enemies that God would lead capably over that were large and imposing and dangerous. You've got parasites that can be nuisances and use you as a breeding ground for things that are going to undermine your health. But verse number 5, also says that God will prepare a table for you in the presence of environmental conditions that would threaten your very life. Animals have got to have water. Lots of animals have got to have lots of water. Do you realize that God has a track record of bringing people to a place where even though the conditions, the atmosphere of the environment they live in could naturally lead them to drought, God is able to lead them to resources. When the children of Israel were wandering in the wilderness, God led them to an oasis. They're murmuring about how well God was taking care of them, and all of a sudden God says, you are murmuring about something that I am just minutes away from revealing to you that is going to not just meet your need, but the need of the entire community, millions of people, you know, who knows how many animals were involved. And God says, I've got an oasis for you in the desert that your cup is going to run over. The people that wandered in the wilderness had a way of constantly complaining, and God had a reputation and a testimony of constantly providing everything that they would need. My cup runs over. Today, I want you to look at this week that you have in front of you and say, you know what? With God as my leader, my cup is running over. He says, out of your innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. In order for there to be overflow, there has got to be a supply that is greater than the capacity of the container to withhold that. I pray that your cup would be running over today with the word of God. I pray your spirit would be running over today with faith. I pray that even though, you know, you look at your bank statement and your bills are gloating that they're more than your financial supply, that you will say, I'm going to respond in faith today because my cup runs over. My cup is running over. Today, I pray that you would look at the situation and say, you know what? I'm not facing this alone. I am facing this with the presence of the Holy Spirit in my life. My cup runs over because my shepherd leads me. He leads me capably. He leads me to a place of bounty. He leads me to a place where every enemy, large and small, is going to be defeated. He leads me to the place where my cup is going to run over, whether it is a natural supply or a supernatural supply. Moses was told to strike the rock the first time, and water came forth. Now, that's, you know, and I've just got this picture of a fire hydrant coming out. The second time he was told to speak to the rock and he struck it. And it was because of that act of disobedience that Moses and Aaron didn't get to go into the promised land. We could talk about that at a later time. God actually says, because you did not trust me enough to honor me as holy in the presence of the people. The New Testament says that what the children of Israel failed to notice was that while they were wandering around in the wilderness, there was a rock who was Christ that was migrating through the wilderness with them so that they would always be able to say, my cup runs over. The manna never dried up. There weren't people drying because of dehydration in the wilderness. God took a desert and he made it to bloom. He made it to blossom. The prophets talk about that God will cause the desert to be a place of beauty and abundance. Wherever you are today, God wants your cup to run over. What a great leader we have. He leads us to a place of safety and bounty. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Jesus.